What shall we talk about?
దేని గురించి మాట్లాడాలి అడుగుతున్నారు మహారాజ్.
ఎనీ సజెషన్స్?
మీ సలహాలు ఏమైనా ఉంటే చెప్పండి.
సలాహ ఇన్ సజెషన్. కృష్ణ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు, దీస్ ఆర్ సమ్ సజెషన్స్.
కృష్ణ గురించి, చైతన్య మహాప్రభు గురించి మాట్లాడాలని సలహా ఇస్తున్నారు. ఇంకా
What's the difference between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mari Krishna madhyamana em teda undi?
No difference.
Etondi teda ledu.
Just that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent, Mahavadanya.
Kevalam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu atyanta dayamayudu, Mahavadanya.
He is Mahavadanya. And when we pray to him, we offer respects to him as Namo Mahavadanyaya. We offer our Namaha to him. Krishna is a reservoir of all good qualities.
Sri Krishnudu anni rakamulainatundi manchi gunamulu yokka nidhi.
Guna nidhi. Yeah, I was going to say that. Guna nidhi. He is a, that's the name for Krishna. It means he's a reservoir of all good, all desirable qualities.
Krishnudu anike manam guna nidhi
anantam. Yeah, he's actually a reservoir of all undesirable qualities also. He directly says in Bhagavad Gita, Dyutam Chalyatam Asmi, I am the gambling of cheats. Mrityu Sarvaharascha Aham, I take everything away in the form of death.
So Krishnudu mrutyu rupamlo anni unnavanni tisukellaru.
But anything which seems bad in relation with Krishna is good.
Sri Krishnato sambandham kaligina edaina chedu ainappudini adi manchide.
Krishna is the greatest cheat.
So Krishnudu mosagaadu mosagaadu.
See, talking about Krishna, even the speaker's getting excited. Even the inanimate objects. You got stunned in ecstasy, so you can't speak. Yeah. We hear when Krishna plays his flute, the Yamuna stops flowing and the rock starts melting. So like that, the speaker started making a noise and the translator stopped making a noise. Unfortunately, it's not due to prem, but we're waiting for that day. We are waiting for that day. Kabe hobe bolo shede nama amar aparadha guchi shudhaname ruche kripa bale hobe hridaye sanchar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays that when, oh when will that day be mine, when my offense is ceasing, taste for the holy name increasing, when in my heart will your mercy shine, when, oh when will that day be mine?
భక్తిరాజు ఠాకూర్ ప్రార్థన చేస్తున్నారు, అట్లా అట్లాంటి రోజు ఎప్పుడు వస్తుంది, నా యొక్క పాపాలన్నీ కరిగిపోయి నా యొక్క హృదయంలో కృష్ణుని నామం గురించి ఆసక్తి వస్తుంది.
సో కృష్ణ ఇస్ వెరీ కైండ్.
సో కాబట్టి కృష్ణుడు చాలా దయామయుడు.
హీస్ ఎస్పెషల్లీ ఫేమస్ యాజ్ భక్తవత్సల.
కృష్ణుడు చాలా గొప్ప పేరు ఏంటంటే భక్తవత్సలు,
విచ్ మీన్స్ హీ హ్యాస్ an affectionate, nourishing attitude toward his devotees.
Sri Krishna ki ayana bhaktula vaipu bhaktula kosam ane tanu vatsalya roopam untundi.
We find in the Bhagavatam so many narrations of Krishna and his avatars.
Bhagavatamlo Krishna gurinchi ayana avatarala gurinchi enno
and from these narrations we learn that Krishna is very powerful, he's very learned, he's within and without, he's within everything and everything is within him. We learn so much about Krishna.
Ee kathalanu chodinappudu ayana chaala balavantudu, ayana shaktishali, ayana lokala untadu baita untadu antar and bahir ala.
But the main quality, if we analyze, we'll find the main quality of Krishna that is demonstrated in all the narrations in the Bhagavatam is his bhaktavatsalya, his affection for his devotees.
So vitannintikanna mukhyamaina Krishna gunam emante bhaktavatsalya, bhaktulaki ento vatsalyamga untadu, bhaktulaki ento prema ga untadu.
And actually he's very kind even to the non-devotees.
Vastavanki abhaktulu evaithe bhaktulu kada vallakosam vallaku kuda dayamayudu.
Somehow or other, if someone comes in contact with Krishna, they are benefited.
So etuvanti varana edo rakamga bhagavantuni yokka sammananiki vachinatte vallaki labham cheyukuntundi.
All the soldiers on the battlefield of Kurukshetra were killed by Krishna according to Krishna's plan.
కురుక్షేత్ర సంగ్రామంలో అందరూ సైనికులు చనిపోయినారు, కానీ వాళ్ళందరూ చనిపోయింది శ్రీకృష్ణుని యొక్క ప్లాన్ తో చనిపోయినారు, యోజనతో చనిపోయారు.
సో బట్ బికాజ్ దే డైడ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రెసెన్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ దే ఆల్ అచీవ్డ్ లిబరేషన్.
సో కేవలం వారు కృష్ణుని యోజనలో చనిపోయినారు కాబట్టి వాళ్ళందరికీ కూడా ముక్తి లభించింది.
Krishna is very kind.
So Krishna endo dayamayudu.
This material world is very cruel.
Ee bhautika prapancham chaala kruramainatundi.
This how this material world is going on, jivo jivasya jivanam, one living being is devouring another, is living at the expense of another.
So ee bhautika prapancham ela nadustundi, జీవ జీవస్తి జీవనం అంటే ఒక జీవి ఇంకొక జీవిని ఆధారపడి బతుకుతుంది, అంటే ఒక జీవి ఇంకొక జీవిని చంపి బతుకుతుంది.
సో ఇన్ దిస్ హ్యూమన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ వీ షుడ్ హియర్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ.
కానీ మానవ జీవితంలో మాత్రం మనం భగవత్ శ్రీకృష్ణుని గురించి వింటూ ఉండాలి.
అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే reform our consciousness from cruel consciousness to Krishna consciousness. Krura Chaitanya to Krishna Chaitanya. You won't say that? Krura Chaitanya to Krishna Chaitanya? You can't.
Krura Chaitanya to Krishna Chaitanya.
This material world is, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, is not a fit place for a gentleman.
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur cheptunnaru oka manchi manchulaki saripade prapancham kaadu idi.
So this we learn from Srila Prabhupada.
ఇదంతా మనం శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదుల వారి నుండి నేర్చుకుంటున్నాం.
ఎవ్రీథింగ్ వి లెర్న్ అబౌట్ కృష్ణ వి లెర్న్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్.
మనం ఏ మొత్తం శ్రీకృష్ణుడి నుంచి ఏది నేర్చుకున్నా అది కేవలం శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదుల నుండి నేర్చుకుంటున్నాం.
In India, people, they may learn something without learning from Prabhupada. I mean, they may just, because of the culture, they may learn something. But the problem is they learn, what they learn about Krishna is all mixed up with all kinds of strange ideas. So then again, they have to relearn it properly from Prabhupada.
So Indulo ఇబ్బంది ఏంటంటే మనం అన్ని రకాలైనటువంటి భౌతికమైనటువంటి అన్ని మిక్స్ చేసి మనం చదువుతాం మిశ్రమం ఒక సరి అయిన అవగాహనతో శ్రీకృష్ణుడి గురించి నేర్చుకోము మళ్ళీ మనం అవన్నీ వదిలేసి
Yeah, yeah. When you're coming in this village area, your Telugu, you can't mix it with English. You have to remember the Telugu words. That's it. So we are recommending to everyone, you learn about Krishna from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is the particular representative of Krishna in the world in the modern age. And in his books he has presented the complete science of Krishna. So please read Srila Prabhupada's books. And also, or also, if you can't read, hear from persons who are immersed in the knowledge in those books. Now something happens when you read Prabhupada's books. Something takes
place.
That you learn that everything else that you learned up to date is all wrong. And that everyone in the world is totally insane. Actually, some people, they see that even before they read Prabhupada's books, and that's why they start reading Prabhupada's books, because they're the only sane books in the whole of the universe. And what happens is, by reading Prabhupada's books, people, they lose all their enthusiasm for becoming happy in this material world. Everyone in the world is, they're very completely dedicated to being happy within this material world. And when you read Srila Prabhupada's books, you become convinced that there is no happiness in this material world. Or as Bhavananda Goswami, as he was at that time, once said, there are only two sources of happiness in this material world, having sex and passing stool.
Malavisarjanam.
It sounds like something very high class, but it's Swaha. No, we shouldn't say Swaha for that, but so they're very dangerous books, actually.
Um,
Srila Prabhupada said that suddenly he said, I'm surprised the governments don't ban me for what I'm saying, for all the things I'm saying. Prabhupada said, I'm surprised that the governments are not banning me. His Prabhupada openly writes in his books, and they're widely distributed, that it's a whole society of animals, and the biggest animals are voted to be the leaders.
So Prabhupada and Pustakala Rasavari Samajamanta Jantulu Kurkuna Samadhu, is Jantula Samadhu Petapeta Naikulandaru, Petapeta Jantulu
Rasa. Oh, we're supposed to be talking about Krishna. What happened? We were supposed to be talking about Krishna. What happened? All of a sudden we're talking about animals and stool and all this kind of thing. Well, Srila Prabhupada addressed this topic himself. When he was lecturing on some of the first verses of Bhagavad Gita, Atrashura Maheshvasa Bhima Jana Samayuti. What's the next line? Chaikitana Yuyodhana Viratascha Shaibhyascha Narapungavaha. I think it was that verse proper. So he said that. Now, what's this got to do with Krishna? It's talking about some kings, some fighters on the battlefield. Prabhupada said, because it's in relationship with Krishna. So we can cover all topics in relation to Krishna. So we're not just saying that the leaders are like hogs, dogs, camels and asses. Anyone can say that. Now, anyone can just call leaders bad names. But the point is shvavid vara hushtra karai sangstuta purusha pashuhu nayad karna pato petas nayad karna pato petas jatu nama gadagrajaha. That's it. Yeah. So this verse, which Prabhupada often quoted from Bhagavatam, says that people who are like hogs, dogs, camels and asses, and the particular word for hog there is stool eater, shvavit. People who are like stool eating hogs, dogs, camels and asses, they praise others who do not glorify the name of Krishna. People who are like dogs, hogs, camels and asses, stool-eating hogs, they glorify other people, they glorify people who do not glorify Krishna. So, if people praise, for instance, Sachin Tendulkar or Sonia Gandhi, they are the people who praise these famous people. According to the Bhagavatam, they are like hogs, dogs, camels and asses. Because they should be praising Krishna.
So, Sachin Tendulkar, Sonia Gandhi, కుక్కలు పందులు ఒంటెలు గాడిలు లోపలి వస్తాయి. ఎందుకంటే ఆ సోనియా గాంధీ సచిన్ టెండూల్కర్ వాళ్ళు ఎప్పుడు కృష్ణుని గుణగానం చేయరు.
Because human life is meant for God realization.
So manava jeevitam yokka mottamodati sandesham endante bhagavantuni bhagavantuni yokka gnanam pondadam.
So if we praise other human beings because they are better, they're like they're considered great human beings, but we don't praise Krishna, then that is like, just like in a pack of dogs, there's the biggest dog and the other dogs, they're submissive to that big dog. So by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, the result should be that one becomes uninterested in material life.
So ఎవరైతే శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద పుస్తకాలు చదువుతారో మొట్టమొదటి యొక్క లక్షణం ఏమంటే మిగతా కృష్ణుడికి సంబంధం లేదు, కృష్ణుడు కాకుండా మిగతా వాటి విషయాల పైన అనాసక్తి పెరగాలి.
Which is a problem if you have wife, children, home, job, and all these things.
So, ఈ సంసారంలో భార్య పిల్లలు వీళ్ళందరూ ఉన్నప్పుడు ఇలా అవడం ఒక ఇబ్బంది.
Because you know you have to go on working to support all these things.
ఎందుకంటే మనం భార్య పిల్లలు చూసుకోవడం కోసం బయటికి వెళ్ళి పని చేయాలి.
Therefore, that's one of the reasons Srila Prabhupada wanted to make these rural Krishna conscious projects. Sangathan. Where devotees can live together simply and discuss about Krishna and chant Hare Krishna. Without having any big ambition to be a big, have a big position or any such thing. Or people, they're interested to get a big house. But that big house is their prison. They don't see that's their prison. Because they have to bring money to maintain it all and pay for it all. And they are bound by social pressure to act in a way that the owner of a big house is expected to act.
So, దాంతో పాటు సామాజికమైన ఒత్తిడి కూడా చాలా ఉంది. ఇంత పెద్ద ఇంట్లో ఉన్నాను సమాజం ఎంతో మంది ఇలాంటి ఇంట్లో ఉండే వాళ్ళు ఇలా ఉండాలని మన గురించి అనుకుంటుంటారు కాబట్టి అలా ఉండడానికి మనం ఎప్పుడు ప్రయత్నం చేస్తుంటాం.
They're tied up by their material attachments.
వాళ్ళందరూ భౌతికమైనటువంటి సంబంధాలతోనే బంధించబడిపోతారు.
But one who lives simply is free.
కానీ ఎవరైతే సరళమైనటువంటి జీవనం చాలా సరళం ఎవరైతే సరళమైనటువంటి జీవనాన్ని జీవిస్తుంటారో అట్లాంటి వారికి ఇలాంటి ఇబ్బంది ఉంటుంది.
He doesn't have any big responsibilities, he doesn't have any big profile to maintain.
ఆయనకి ఎటువంటి గొప్ప గొప్ప పేరు ప్రతిష్టలు ఏమి ఉండవు, వాటిని కాపాడుకోవడం కోసం ఎటువంటి కష్టం పడలేదు.
He doesn't, you know, he doesn't care whether he doesn't have to have like, you know, like a 5,000 rupee dhoti or something. It's just some simple cloth.
So I think he
could get a 5,000 rupee dhoti on silk with gold jari.
So ala sarlanga bakke atanki 5000 rupayalu to kattukune dhoti kattukone edo oka dhoti kattukuna sarukutu.
He doesn't, and a spiritually advanced person, he doesn't care what people, you know, materialistic people, they criticize you. Actually, he likes that. What is that? Bishoy amare. Pagala balaya angete dibe kadhuli. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that I'll be very fortunate when materialistic people call me mad and throw dirt on me. That'll be my very good fortune.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur Tharagunji said, Nannu Gurinji Andaru Chedaganaka Napaina Murikinata Parise Ne Kaanji Pantaranaka.
Anyway, we're not saying that. You have to live an uncomfortable life. You can live very simply but comfortably.
Comfortably?
Actually, in the grow your own food, and then you get better food than the people in the city. People in the city, they never get fresh food.
They're
full of so many anxieties and stress. So it's natural that when people read Prabhupada's books that they won't be interested in a materialistic way of life. And I'm seeing that just in the last, you know, it's an ongoing trend among several of my Grihastha disciples who have well-paying jobs in the cities, and they're giving them up to come and live on the land and be Krishna conscious. I'm not telling them to do it, but they just don't want to go on with the materialistic way of life all their life.
Trend.
You see, English has got some word, you know, it's difficult to translate it. And if you, how would you translate trend? The pravaha, maybe?
Yeah.
See, it becomes difficult to translate. Pravaha, maybe? How about that? That's Sanskrit. Tendency. Andaz is Hindi, yeah. Maybe. How about vritti for trend? There's no difficult to find one word which will exactly fit it. Yeah. So this was Srila Prabhupada's vision, these Varnashram projects. Prakalp. Prakalp is Bengali for project. That's how they translate it. So it's a great challenge, no doubt, to establish such projects. It's you could say there's a lot of risk. Bhayam, vipatti.
Vipatti is
something different.
Risk. We are using so much English terms.
Not in the villages, you have to learn Telugu. But it should be, nevertheless, it should be done, because otherwise you risk spoiling your valuable human form of life and that of your children also.
So, అయినప్పటికీ మనం ఇట్లాంటివి చేయాల్సి ఉంటుంది ఎందుకంటే ఈ యొక్క మానవ జీవితం అనేది చాలా విలువైనటువంటిది. ఇది చేయకుంటే మనమే కాదు కానీ మన యొక్క పిల్లలు కూడా చనిపోతారు.
It's a very great challenge.
సో ఇది చాలా గొప్ప పందెం లాంటిది.
Where are the qualified brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, shudras?
సో ఎక్కడ ఉన్నారు మంచి బ్రాహ్మణులు, వైశ్యులు, శూద్రులు, క్షత్రియులు?
That means people actually possessing those qualities.
అంటే ప్రజలు ఎవరైతే ఆ బ్రాహ్మణ, వైశ్య, క్షత్రియ, శూద్ర గుణాలు ఉన్న వాళ్ళు ఉన్నారు.
Brahman is supposed to live very simply and give spiritual knowledge to others, but we find often that, you know, brahmanas, you know, they extract money from others and live very opulently.
If they're
a priest at a popular temple, they can, or if they're like a priest at some holy place or something like this. So to have real brahmanas who are not personally interested, they just want to help others. It's a great challenge to find such people.
వాస్తవంగా ఉండే బ్రాహ్మణులు అయితే వారికి వేరే వాళ్ళకి సహాయం చేయాలి అని ఎంతో ఉంటుంది ఆధ్యాత్మిక జ్ఞానాన్ని పంచడం, కానీ అట్లాంటి వాళ్ళకి అనుకోవడం చాలా కష్టం.
But the majority of members in any community would be shudras, but no one wants to be called a shudra.
So ఈ ప్రస్తుతం ఉన్న సమాజంలో ఉన్న వాళ్ళు ఎక్కువలో ఎక్కువ అందరూ కూడా శూద్రులు, కానీ ఎవరు కూడా తమను తాము శూద్రులు అని తెలుసుకోవడానికి ఇష్టపడరు.
Of course, we should understand, among Vaishnavas, all are Vaishnavas.
ఒకటి మనం అర్థం చేసుకోవాలి, వైష్ణవులు భక్తి చేసే వాళ్ళు అందరూ, వైష్ణవులు అందరూ కూడా వైష్ణవులు.
Vaishnava's position is the highest of all because Krishna likes him. Chandalopi dvija shreshta hari bhakti parayanaha. Someone's from a chandala family, but he's a devotee. He's better than the best of non-devotee brahmins.
So, oka chandala aina patti kuda atanu bhaktudai oka vaishnava ante atanu ee bhakta abhaktulaina brahmanam kanna kuda gopavadu.
And hari bhakti vihinascha chandalopi naradama, something like that. That even if someone does not have hari bhakti, then they're lower than a chandal.
So evarikaithe hari bhakti ledu vaaru chandalalo kanna kuda nilulo
untaru. But practically people have different inclinations, that's vritti.
వాస్తవానికి ప్రతి ఒక్కరికి కూడా ఒక
different, all different kinds of people are needed. But with the advent of equal rights and democracy, it's everything's upside down, ulta. The Shastra describes that the Brahmanas, they are they came from the mouth of the Mahapurush, from the head of the Mahapurush. So they're supposed to speak on behalf of the Supreme Lord and eat on behalf of the Supreme Lord. And the Kshatriyas came from the arms, or they sometimes said the arms, sometimes said the chest. The Vaishyas, they come from the stomach. And the Shudras from the legs. So they're all important. If you think, well, let's chop off the leg. I don't like my legs, I'll chop them off. Who would think of such a thing? So socially, the Shudras are in the lowest position. Lowest. Nimnanatam. But you wouldn't think that, oh, okay, then just we should mistreat them. You may think, what's the use of the head? The head doesn't do anything.
So,
the head doesn't do any work.
So,
it's just eating and enjoying. So cut off the head. But the head, or just like figuratively, the Brahmanas, they give direction to society. And the legs, if they think, well, I'm carrying the rest of the body everywhere, then but I'm not being properly treated. But that's the job of the leg, to carry the body everywhere. No, the leg, not the shudras. Leg has a vital function that should be recognized. So similarly, the Shudras, if no one does that work, then what will you do? Nowadays we see that it's often very difficult for the farmers. They can't get farm laborers. So then there's no production of food, and then the whole society is in a big problem. One reason there's no farm laborers is because the government has these employment schemes where they pay people who they just sleep all day, and then they won't do any work. Stupid mismanagement.
Udyog?
Means?
Job.
Is it? Okay.
Employment.
In Hindi, it means industry, right? Udyog means industry. It seems that all these schemes that are made up by the Indian government, the main purpose they make up these schemes is how to put all the money in the minister's pockets. That's the main purpose. Because they have shudras in the government, shudra mentality. Shudra in the sense that they have no higher understanding. It's just like if the leg thinks, well, why don't I eat? Why should the mouth eat? I will eat. So the hand should pick up the food and put it in the mouth, but if the leg thinks I'll pick up the food and eat it myself, it's not going to work. Actually, in traditional society and what the shudras were, they're better than anyone in the modern society, even the so-called high-class, respectable person. In the modern age, due to modern education, TV and everything, everyone is just actually just like an animal.
So ee aadhunika samajamlo ee TV vallano inka vere vaati vallano prajalu vastavanga oka jantulu laaga tayaripadaru.
We want to make these communities for devotees, but it's very difficult to build a community with people who are just thinking about themselves. Community means everyone acts within it for the benefit of everyone else. But if you're just thinking all just about me, 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 then how can there be any community? Srila Prabhupada gave an example from his practical life, practical example. That two people came for an interview for a job. And the job was given to the person with less qualifications. And the interviewer, he explained that one of the persons was highly educated and the other one wasn't. But the one who was highly educated, when he went out, he left the door open. And the one who was not educated, he closed the door.
Srila Prabhupada దానికి కారణం ఏమిటి అంటే ఎవరైతే చాలా రకరకాలైనటువంటి చదువులు చదివినారో ఉన్నాడో అతను ఇంటర్వ్యూ తర్వాత ఆ ఇంటర్వ్యూ గదిలో నుండి బయటకు వచ్చేటప్పుడు ఎవరైనా గదిలో నుండి బయటకు వచ్చినప్పుడు ఆ తలుపుని మూసివేయాలి. కానీ చాలా డిగ్రీలు అన్ని ఉన్నతను మూసేయకుండా అలానే వెళ్ళిపోయాడు. తక్కువ ఉత్తీర్ణత ఉన్నతను మాత్రం వెళ్ళేటప్పుడు ఆ తలుపుని మూసేసి వెళ్ళాడు.
So the interviewer said, the one who left the door open, he's lazy nature. Whereas the one who closed it, he may not know so much, but he can be trained.
ఎవరైతే ఈ తక్కువ తిరిగినాడో అతను చాలా మంచిగా తలుపుని బంద్ చేసి వెళ్ళాడు. కాబట్టి అతని వల్ల కాకుండా రేపైనా అతనికి అన్ని రకాలైనటువంటి ట్రైనింగ్ చేసి ఆయన నేర్పించి ఆయన మంచిగా పని మార్గం చేసుకోవచ్చు.
Recently I saw one of our devotees, he washed his cloth and he put it on the roof to dry.
ఈ మధ్య కాలంలోనే ఒక భక్తుడు బట్టలు ఉతికేసి పైన దాబ పైన ఆరేశాడు.
And he was just visiting that center for one day. He was just visiting this center for one day and he washed his cloth and put it on the roof like that.
ఆ భక్తుడు ఆ ఒక రోజు ఇక్కడ నందగోపురానికి వచ్చాడు. ఆ ఒక రోజు మహారాజు బట్టలు ఉతికి పైన ఆరేశాడు.
But for his own convenience, he re-tied the clothesline. And he left the bucket on the roof. And then his cloth was dry and he left. And he left the clothesline in the same position and the bucket on the roof. Now you may think, well, that's a very small thing, but it just shows he thinks he's some Raja or something, that he brought the bucket up and anyone else wants to use it has to go up and bring it down, and the clothesline, someone else has to untie it and put it back in the same position. Just not thinking at all about others, just only for his own little convenience, that's all.
So, అతను ఏమనుకుంటున్నాడు, ఆ బకెట్ ఇంకా ఆయన తన తన మహారాజా అనుకుంటున్నాడు, ఆ బకెట్ ని తీసుకెళ్లి పైన పెట్టి వదిలేశాడు. ఇంకెవరికైనా బకెట్ కావాలని వాళ్ళు అంత వెతికి పైకి వెళ్ళి తెచ్చుకోవాలి అనుకుంటున్నారు. ఆయన వదిలేసిన బట్టలు కూడా వేరే వాళ్ళు వచ్చి మళ్ళీ సరైన విధానంలో పెట్టాలని అనుకుంటున్నారు.
It's going to be very, very difficult to develop a community if people have such kind of attitudes.
So, అలాంటి మనస్తత్వం, అలాంటి
community of course means people.
సమాజము అంటే అందులో మన ప్రజలు ఉంటారు.
I mean there are buildings and roads and it bring money and cows, but people, this.
సమాజము అంటే రోడ్లు, బంగ్లాలు, లేకపోతే ఇంకా
So it's not just a matter of building buildings and making plans, but it's people, and we have to bring people and interact with them properly, and they also have to be ready to interact in a civilized manner.
కేవలం సమాజం అంటే పెద్ద పెద్ద యోజనలు చేస్తూ పెద్ద పెద్ద బంగ్లాలు కడుతూ అది మాత్రం కాదు, కాకపోతే భక్తులు లేకపోతే ప్రజలు సరైనటువంటి విధానంలో వాళ్ళు అన్ని నేర్చుకుని అన్ని రకాలుగా చేయడానికి సర్వదా రెడీగా ఉంటారు.
So this training should be there from the beginning of life for the children. They must be disciplined.
So ఇటువంటి విషయాలన్నీ చిన్నప్పటి నుండే నేర్చుకోవాలి.
Unless they're disciplined, they'll grow up to be like that. They don't care about anyone else.
ఒకవేళ ఈ అనుశాసనం అంటూ జీవితం లేకపోతే ఎటువంటి ఉపయోగం ఉండదు వాళ్ళు, మిగతా వారు ఎవరు ఎవరు లాగానైనా ఉంటారు, అంతేగాని ఒక మంచి భక్తులు లాగా ఉంటారు.
In Salem, Gokul Chandra told me, it's just again and again and again he has to tell the devotees, don't leave your toothbrush, take it away when you're finished, don't leave it in the bathroom, so everyone has to come and get darshan of all these toothbrushes. It's very, you know, just a very simple thing. It's just very difficult for people to learn that.
ISKCON Salem Mandirlo Gokul Chandra Babu Mandiram అధ్యక్షులు, ఆయన మిగతా భక్తులకి ఎన్నోసార్లు చెప్తూనే ఉంటారు వాళ్ళు బాత్రూమ్స్ లో వాళ్ళు తమ దంత దావనం చేసుకున్న బ్రష్ అక్కడనే వదిలేదు.
సో హ్యూమన్
అలా వదిలేస్తే మిగతా భక్తులు వాళ్ళు స్నానం చేసి వెళ్ళిన తర్వాత మళ్ళీ వచ్చే భక్తులకి వాళ్ళ యొక్క బ్రష్ ని దర్శనం చేసుకోవాలి చూస్తుంది. ఎన్నిసార్లు చెప్పిన భక్తులు అంత తొందరగా దాన్ని అలవాటు చేసుకోవట్లేదు, అందుకోసం మళ్ళీ మళ్ళీ చెప్తూనే ఉంటారు.
Now, human life is meant for God realization.
So yoka manava jeevitam anedi bhagavantuni yoka tattva gnanani nechukovadam kosam,
but first we have to become human beings,
dan kosam mottamadi manam oka manaviga kavali,
not just have a human body but being as cultured as a hog, a dog, a camel or an ass.
Kevalam శారీరకంగా మనం ఒక మానవుడిగా ఉండి మానసికంగా మాత్రం ఒక కుక్కలాగానో పందిలాగానో ఒంటెలాగానో లేక గాడిదలాగా ఉండే కాదు.
సో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ పాసిబుల్ బై ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ ద హోలీ నేమ్ అండ్ ద మర్సీ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు.
సో ఇవన్నీ కూడా సంభవమే ఎప్పుడైతే హరినామము శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు యొక్క దయ ఉంటుందో.
సో వి షుడ్ దీస్ ప్రాజెక్ట్స్ వి టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ farming, and that should be there should be, you know, we should grow all our own food, produce our cloth, produce flowers, milk, ghee, everything.
ఇట్లాంటి సమాజంలో అన్ని ఉండాలి, ఆహార ఉత్పత్తి, బట్టలు నేయడం కానీ లేకపోతే మిగతా కావాల్సినవన్నీ ఉండాలి.
Flowers,
పూలని పండించడం, పూలని భగవంతుని నైవేద్యం పెట్టడం,
ఘీ. You said butter, but butter is something else. Huh? Dahi? Oh, they don't say ghee. Gritam.
No.
I see. It's different. So, but the main activity is Hari Kirtan. And protecting the cows. So many important things have to be demonstrated by these projects. Then we have to preach in all the adjoining villages. We see already in three villages close by, some people are taking a good interest.
ఇక్కడ చుట్టుపక్కల ఉన్న మూడు గ్రామాల్లో ఇప్పటికే కొన్ని చాలా మంది భక్తులు ఎంతో ఆసక్తి చూపెడుతున్నారు.
సో గోరాయి పల్లి, వి షుడ్ మేక్ గోరంగ పల్లి,
గోరాయి పల్లి మనం గోరంగ పల్లి చేయాలి.
అండ్ రఘునాథపురం షుడ్ రియలీ బి రఘునాథపురం,
రఘునాథపురం వాస్తవంగా రఘునాథపురం కావాలి.
అండ్ సాధు వేలి, ఎవ్రీవన్ షుడ్ బి ఆల్ సాధుస్,
సాధు వేలిలో అందరూ సాధువులు కావాలి.
And all the surrounding villages just make a complete wave of Krishna consciousness.
So ee chuttupakkala gramalannintilo kuda Krishna bhavanamrutam yokka oka vegamainatundi vayu udiyali,
tarangalu
raavali.
Then all the weavers, they'll be Hare Krishna. They go like this, isn't it? The weavers, they do like this. Is it handloom or what?
Handloom.
Yeah. They like that. I've seen in Bengal they go like this. They have this. Like this, is it?
One handle and one.
So they can go Hare Krishna. They, as they're in rhythm.
So Bhattan is it a Buddha, Hare Krishna Mahamantram, Ayaka, Paratha Chayavali,
Layanto.
Layanto.
Sometimes you see people, they see a tilak and they think that looks strange. But in all this area, we want to make it. If someone doesn't have tilak, we'll think they'll look strange. What's wrong with him? No tilak. He's in Maya. So, be Krishna conscious, preach. Srila Prabhupada said that from the farm, the sannyasi, from the central community, the sannyasis and brahmacharis, they can go out on bullock carts and preach in the area. Everyone will be happy unless they're demons. Nice kirtan, nice prasadam. Who will object? Then you can also have nice katha and dramas of Krishna Leela. Puppet shows? Another important point is in the West especially, and it's just gradually coming here slowly, there's a lot of ecological consciousness. I was sent a question recently. Something about should humans take shelter of parrots who are higher on the ecological scale? I couldn't understand the question. What's the word for ecological in Sanskrit? In Telugu, there's any word? Paryavaranam. Vatavaran samanvai vishayam. Ecology, maybe you could say something. I just made up a word. You see, in Sanskrit, you can just make up words as you like. I couldn't understand the question, maybe because of my lack of knowledge of ecological issues. But the question makes much sense. But anyway, maybe someone understands it. But the point from that is that there's a very strong ecological sense in the West. Chetna, Lok Chetna, anyway, it's your language. So it seems to me that like North Indian languages, they're closer to Sanskrit. I mean, the usage is different. They use the Sanskrit words in Telugu, but with a different meaning, isn't it? Seems like that. So, the people are realizing that in the name of progress and science, and we've really messed up the planet in a very bad way.
So, madam, science and AC lekapothe ento scientifically chala gopaga avali ani cheppesi mottham ee oka bhooprapanchane nashtam chestunnam.
So that's something else our community should demonstrate, that we don't need all this destructive technology.
సో మనం ఈ యొక్క సమాజంలో నందగోపిలం లాంటి సమాజంలో ప్రజలకి చూపెట్టేటట్లు ఉండాలి. ఇట్లాంటి భూప్రపంచాన్ని నాశనం చేసేటువంటి ఎటువంటి సాంకేతిక పరిజ్ఞానం మనకు అవసరం లేదు అని.
One of my god brothers, my old friend Rancho Prabhu, he wrote a book called Hinduism and Ecology. Did you see that book?
No.
You didn't see that? Oh. I read it.
Hinduism?
Ecology.
Okay. Nalaka Guru Bhai. Hinduism Mariyu Paryavaramane Pustakam Rasindu.
And he showed there that traditional Hindu culture is very eco-friendly.
సమాజం భారతీయ సమాజము చాలా పర్యావరణంతో అనుకూలంగా ఉండే సమాజం.
And actually all the cultures throughout the world were, because people realized that we have to live in this world, we can't just destroy everything.
భారతదేశంలోనే కాదు ప్రపంచంలో అన్ని చోట్ల కూడా అర్థం చేసుకున్నారు ఈ యొక్క ప్రపంచంలో ఉండాలి అని అంటే.
Just like, for instance, if you want, you don't cut a tree unless you really have to. But if you do cut a tree, you have to do some puja to the spirits and like this. It has to be done in a very careful way. You just don't go and cut some tree down in traditional Indian culture. You don't kill living beings, you just don't kill them. It's in the beginning, when these pesticides were introduced, people didn't want to use them, especially in Gujarat. They didn't want to use pesticides. Because they know it's sinful to kill even a little bug. But nowadays they don't care, because farming is just for money, that's all. People sell their old cows and bulls to the butchers. They don't care anymore. They've lost that culture. They've become very sinful. So we should preach this by practical example, that Krishna is the bhukta, what is that? Suhridam sarva bhutanam. Krishna is a friend of every living being. So we have no right to take away the life of any living being. And we should protect the earth. She's our mother, and she's the Shakti, she's the wife of Krishna. So all these points we should preach by practical example. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. We want to do all this for Srila Prabhupada's pleasure. This was Srila Prabhupada wanted these projects. We want to do everything the way that Srila Prabhupada instructed us. Stick very closely to Srila Prabhupada. Then everything will be nice.
So, Prabhupada chepina daniki enta degara ga undala degara ga untali anni maatkave avutayi.
Hare Krishna. Any question?